Manitoba Agriculture reports rain over the past 8 days has replenished soil moisture reserves but slowed spring seeding. I'm Bruce Cochran and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Tuesday. Sonia Wilson, an oilseed specialist with Manitoba Agriculture, says despite the rain, planting remains ahead of normal.
Overall, provincially, we are sitting at about 57% complete in terms of seeding for all crops, as compared to our five-year average of 45%. So we're definitely, because of these last couple weeks here, ahead of our normal five-year. In terms of what's actually been going in, so majority of our spring wheat, oats, and barley are completely seeded. The Northwest is sitting at 80% complete for spring wheat, and some of the other cereals as well have to go in for the Southwest and Northwest, but mainly complete. When we look at corn, we're about halfway planted across the province, and we've had, as I mentioned, those higher temperature days, so had an accumulation of growing degree days here in the early season. So that corn earliest seeded is emerging and growing quite quickly. Other crops for oil seeds, we see canola sitting at about 30% seeded across the province. A lot of farmers turning to look to seed that right before the rainfall here started, and I sure will continue as field conditions allow. Sunflowers are over 80% complete, and flax is sitting closer to canola at 30%. Now, when we look at pulse and soybeans, our field peas, which go in quite early, are basically complete, sitting at 96%. Soybeans are being turned to next and are about 40% across the province. And then we do have a few acres of dry beans that have been seeded, but are probably coming up in the next couple weeks here.
Wilson says most regions are reporting optimal moisture, with some areas reporting excess moisture with standing water in lower areas. She says with the exception of the east and eastern portions of the Interlake, which are below 70% of normal moisture, rainfall over the past week has brought accumulations closer to normal. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.